Hello, Rice City, and welcome back to another podcast sponsored by Chrome Squad. So today is our Christmas podcast, and I mean, happy holidays, y'all. We're just going to jump right in. So, upcoming events.
Hold on. First things first, Delaney's back.
Delaney's back? Yeah.
I'm back.
So, okay. Do you want to start us off then, since you're back
with upcoming events?
Well, never mind that. I didn't think that through, actually.
Okay. Well, there is something going on today.
We have
our band concert today.
Band's Christmas concert is today, and then choir's Christmas is tomorrow.
I might actually go to the band Christmas concert because I know so many people who are doing it.
If you do, let me know and I'll go with you.
Yeah, Catherine was like, you want to come? And I was like, sure.
Yeah, if you go, text me because I kind of want to go, but I don't want to go by myself.
Fair.
So I need somebody to go with.
One of the songs that we're playing is Home Alone, and I'm so excited for everybody here. It's so good. So if y'all can go, definitely go, guys.
Yeah, so y'all show up for the band Christmas concert. That's in the pack, right?
At yes.
7?
There's 4 bands, so I know one of them starts around 6, and the last band should start around like 7:15, 7:30.
Okay.
And it should be over by 8:30.
Okay. That's so fun. Okay, so then there is a really big thing coming up next week, which is our Christmas break. That's what I'm excited for. What else?
Finals week.
Finals.
Sadly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, don't even talk about that.
An early release on Thursday and Friday.
That's true. It's like a kind of half week.
And then we've got some different sports seasons coming up, I think.
Mm-hmm. We have soccer.
Soccer just started last Friday. Was their first game.
Scrimmage.
Do we have anything else?
I mean, basketball started a little bit ago, but they're about halfway through their season now.
Yeah.
Or ish. Halfway through their season.
Not too much coming up. The break's the main big thing. I thought that it would be kind of fun if we talked about like holiday traditions and stuff, because I know everyone does things a little bit differently, and it's always cool to like get to listen to what other people do. So does anyone have a particular tradition they want to talk about?
Okay, we did this ever since I was little, which makes it a tradition. When I was younger, we would always get way too excited to open our presents on Christmas. So my dad would let us open one Christmas present on Christmas Eve. And I only remember it doing one year. I know we did it like every year, but the year I remember is the year that I was so excited to open this one Christmas present. And then it was socks.
Your parents did that on purpose.
And I was like, no, because I was like, I finally get to open one of my Christmas presents, and then it was socks.
Like, no. Dang, that's really funny. No, that's like the opposite of my dad. He will get up super late, and he won't let anyone open anything until he's up and he's drank his coffee completely, and then he's like, open them one at a time so that we can get everyone's individual reaction. And like, he takes so long. It's like noon by the time we even start. And it drives everyone crazy. He does it on purpose.
My family is opposite. We're up at like 7 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, all the children are.
And then my family does the same thing that Delaney's does. It started when I was like 7 or 8 that they started letting me open one present every year right before Christmas Eve.
That is so
fun. Or on Christmas Eve.
Like, I feel like that would just like make the excitement even more.
Yeah, it's so exciting because you're like, I got this. And now what else am I going to get? I got chalk the first time that I did it. I was like, oh.
Yeah, we do Secret Santa, so we get to open our gift on Christmas Eve. So we get one present the day before Christmas, and then Christmas morning is when we open all of our presents.
Oh.
So it's kind of like you, but, you know, like Secret Santa.
So I'm literally the only person who doesn't do that. I need to get my parents to start doing it, because that's actually really fun.
Yeah, and then we have, like, 3 different Christmases. So we have my dad's side of the family's Christmas, and then we have my mom's side of the family's Christmas on Christmas Eve, and then we just have our little small family on Christmas Day. But I love my mom's side of the family because we do White Elephant. And so so fun and so competitive, especially because there's like 40 people in each category. So it literally takes like 3 hours to get through one game of White Elephant.
Oh my gosh. That's awesome. That's though. Crazy. I mean, like, Y'all are all getting together to compete.
Yeah.
That sounds like my family.
My family is very competitive. Like, I am one of the least competitive people in my family. And
I know you.
Yeah.
Yeah, my family, so for us, Christmas is a really big deal. We kind of do it in like waves because Christmas Day, some of my relatives will come in and then like some of them will come in before, some of them will come in after just because work and stuff like that. And so we generally have a couple of different Christmases, but that is our big holiday because Thanksgiving, we all hunt. So
yeah,
I don't see anyone then. What do you do anything besides the white elephant?
Well, I know Christmas Eve, we have a big dinner, so we make tamales over in the morning, and they're ready by, like, I want to say 5. So we have our dinner, then we do the Secret Santa, and then in the next morning, we go from the oldest to the youngest, and so my dad is the one that starts with his presents, and everybody that gave him a present, we give it to him. And then my mom goes next, and then so on and so forth, until we get to my baby sister. And, I mean, that's pretty much what we do. And we also, I usually make cookies in the morning, so I get up really, really early. I make cookies, and so while we're opening our presents, we have milk with cookies.
So, that's so cool. Yeah, that's fun. So y'all have, like, a system. That's yeah. Like my dad's dream. Yeah.
There's no system at my house.
For me, so all of our presents are like under the Christmas tree, right? And then someone will go under the tree. Well, not go under the tree. We'll get all the presents out from under the tree and we'll sort them so that there's like a pile for each person. And then my dad will like sit on the couch and then he'll wait for a second and go. And then everyone will start unwrapping.
Yeah. Some years. Oh, sorry.
Yeah, so my family kind of does the same thing. Like, youngest sorts, me, I sort. But then I just give them to I bring them, like, in front of the person. And then once everything's passed out, we're like, ready, sit, go.
Yeah. Yeah, so from, like, Christmas Story, I don't know if y'all have seen that, but, like, they're like, oh, who's going to play Santa? And then that person kind of, like, passes out the gifts. Also, not a tradition, but my dad's been doing it as long as I can remember. As soon as the first person opens their gift, I feel like all dads are like this, he whips out this huge black trash bag and is like, put the wrapping in the bag.
Yeah.
That's how my grandma is. My grandma is like, there should not be one singular piece of wrapping paper on this floor.
Which is weird, ever. Though, because like I get it from a grandma, but my dad's nothing like that in like any other aspect of life. It's just the Christmas wrapping paper.
No, my dad is like, I could care less if there is a giant pile of paper, more things to burn later.
Oh, like, yeah. Oh, that's okay. That's my grandpa.
He's like, free firewood. Not for you, but
yeah, my grandpa uses that Christmas wrapping paper as kindling. Mm-hmm. Every year.
That's how my family is. One tradition that I have, it's not even a tradition anymore since my brother got older, but when my brother still lived with us, he had a bunk bed in his room, and so every Christmas, like Christmas Eve, I would sleep in his room that night.
Aww.
And I miss it so much. Like, that was like one of my favorite things. Always look forward to spending that one night with my older brother, but he's been out of the house for 3 or 4 years now, so that kind of died off as a tradition that we did. But every now and then he'll still come over and sit.
Okay, so the next thing that we're going to be talking about are Christmas movies and music. So I know people tend to have really strong opinions on all of that stuff. So do y'all have favorites?
Movies? Home Alone.
I've never seen Home Alone.
I've seen it one time, and I was never like a child, so I don't remember it.
Mm-mm.
I've seen it like a couple of times at least.
Yeah, me too.
I didn't even know there was a second one till like Caitlin was telling me that there was a second one like 2 weeks ago.
What?
Yeah, I know.
I feel like everybody knows about that movie. I've watched it.
Hmm? Are there three or are there two?
I don't know, actually. I've only watched one and two, so I don't know. Actually,
I've never seen the second one. Yeah. Anybody else favorite Christmas movies?
The only Christmas movie that I can honestly remember off the top of my head is Elf.
Yeah, Elf? That's a good
one. Yeah, oh yeah. Mm-hmm.
We watch Christmas Story every year. That's kind of our thing. Christmas and then Story. Peanuts Christmas, like with Charlie Brown and all of that. That's probably my favorite.
See, my dad is not a Christmas person, so he doesn't watch Christmas movies. But my mom is a Hallmark person. So our Christmas movies are the Hallmark Christmas movies. We don't watch, like, Christmas movies.
Yeah. Well, I've got a bunch of kids in my family, so.
This is true. Yeah. I am the youngest, so. Yeah.
Makes sense.
I've never seen a Hallmark movie.
No, I don't think I have either.
No, they are literally December 1st. Actually, before December 1st, they have been playing in my living room all the time. The only time they go off is when football is coming on. Mm. That is it.
So your mom's a big like rom-com person?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's going to come in handy during Valentine's when we talk about that.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to know all of them.
Yep.
What about music? Do y'all have... Oh, Delaney, you didn't say your favorite Christmas movie.
Oh, I don't think I have one. I honestly do not watch a lot of movies.
Fair.
But Christmas music, I like Santa Baby.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
My cousin was mm-hmm. like, the song is really weird. What's going on?
It's a little weird, but I like it. Little cousin.
Yeah. I don't have like a favorite Christmas song, and I'm not gonna lie, I'm kind of a Scrooge when it comes to Christmas music. I'm very bored of it after about 5 minutes.
Yeah,
that's fair.
That's mm-hmm. me, honestly. Like, what I like is the crooner's Christmas, because we've always listened to it. It's like Frank Sinatra and Elvis and all of that, like the really old stuff, and then the Peanuts music.
It's like our bells, how our bells are Christmas songs, yeah. Like our 1 minute bells. In the first week and a half, I was over it.
Yeah,
like,
that's kind of how I
don't want to do this right now.
Like, I like it when we're getting really close to Christmas and decorating the tree or making cookies, but other than that, I yeah. will never listen to Christmas music on my own.
Like, if we're no. doing Christmas, mm-hmm. if I'm doing like a Christmas related activity, cool.
Yeah.
But I'm just sitting around. No,
I don't. I listen to what I listen to all the time. Like, I was making Christmas cookies and listening to rock music. Like, that's just what I like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna choose Christmas music, but I do like it on. So we're all Scrooges with the Christmas.
I also forgot to say another one of my favorite movies is The Grinch.
Ooh, I forgot the Grinch about The
good.
Grinch.
I that did forget one. About it, but The like, Grinch is good.
The cartoon or the live action?
Okay, both. The first original Grinch, the live action, or like the newest Grinch movie?
I have not seen that.
Because they're
there's all a new cartoon.
Different.
There's yeah. a new cartoon.
Yeah. Yeah, it came out like 2022.
It looks really
I think.
Weird.
It does. It's with you. It's a little odd. It's a little strange.
Yeah.
Hmm. But yeah, there's a new one. It's not bad, but it's definitely different.
Hmm.
I'll be honest. I've never watched the entirety of the live action one.
The Jim Carrey one.
See, yeah. I can't watch the creepy. Original cartoon one. The cartoon one just goes too fast. I'm like,
oh, yeah.
Yeah.
This isn't a movie. It's like a 15-minute short.
See, I've never seen the entirety of... Well, actually, I probably have, but I was a little kid when we watched the Jim Carrey Grinch, and my dad does not like it. Like, my mom really likes it, and my dad really does not, so we don't watch it that much. We watch it every now and then. But, yeah.
Okay. Kind of random, but do y'all watch Nightmare Before Christmas at Christmas time, or is that a Halloween specific movie?
I think it's a Halloween movie, but to be honest, I don't like it.
Because I know there's people that are like, it's both.
It doesn't feel like a Christmas
movie. But it doesn't
movie.
Feel Christmassy.
No.
I think that the marketing was like on brand. Like, not with Christmas, but the goal, if the goal was to have a movie that you could watch from October to December.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's like a smart marketing ploy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What I'm hearing is that it's a Thanksgiving movie.
Yeah. I just yeah. like, I don't consider it a Christmas movie, but
no,
do
I
y'all
don't
consider it a Christmas movie?
To me, it's a Halloween movie, but I'm a little biased because the first time I watched it, it was at like a Halloween party.
Yeah, that is true.
The first and only time I've watched it.
The first time I watched it was over the summer this past year. So I didn't really get the whole like specific time of years when I watched it, so that's what I associate it with. But it's just majority of it is Halloween.
Yeah.
So that's what makes
and
me
the
think.
Vibe is Halloween.
It's like Die Hard being a Christmas movie. Is Die Hard a Christmas
I've never
movie?
Seen that.
I've never seen
Nobody's
Die Hard.
Seen Die Hard?
No.
Okay.
But I was talking to someone who was like, I'm watching my favorite Christmas movie. It's Die Hard.
Christmas movie. It's just set during Christmas time, but it's not a Christmas movie.
Eternal debate. But yeah, my mom calls it a man Christmas movie, which
I
is
could
probably
that.
Accurate.
Yeah.
A man Christmas movie. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. So moving on to holiday treats and decorations. I'm going to let Jessica go first.
So gingerbread houses. My mom's work had a gingerbread house competition the other day, and Caitlin and I made the gingerbread house and decorated it. And Caitlin does not know this yet, but my mom just texted me during first period and we won.
Oh my gosh, ooh. We won?
We won.
That's
we got
awesome.
First place.
Dang.
Yeah.
It was all you.
You did the windows?
Yes, and I stuck the little candies on the roof.
You did the lights. You did the windows and the lights.
Yeah. The icing.
See, your thing
not.
Is the cookies. My thing's the gingerbread house.
Yeah.
We learned that very quickly.
We
Do
really
you guys
did.
Eat your gingerbread houses?
No, I hate gingerbread.
I love gingerbread, but when I was a kid, we always got invited to like this gingerbread party, and this lady would make all of this gingerbread from scratch. Like, I'm not even kidding you. And she would assemble all the houses. This took so long. Problem is, I put so much candy on it that by the time the candy was gone and it was time to eat the gingerbread, that thing was stale.
Yeah, like, no. I don't eat it ever too.
So I like gingerbread, like the cookies that you brought. Those were good, but I didn't ever eat the house.
See, I don't like ginger. Like ginger and general,
I feel like it's more cinnamony fan. Though
see, I'm not a big fan of cinnamon either.
I'm
very particular about what I want cinnamony ish it has to be like sweet, really sweet. Yeah. cinnamon. Like I can do cinnamon rolls, but that's only because of the cream cheese frosting. Like if it didn't have the frosting,
that's fair. Need it. Yeah, when I was a little kid, we would make peanut butter toast and I would dump like cinnamon on it.
Really?
Yeah, I love cinnamon. My mom was like, you're kind of a weird kid, which she already knew.
You're kind of a weird kid.
Okay. Anybody else have favorite holiday treats?
Treats. Okay. My favorite, though, is royal icing cookies, like Christmas cookies. Mm-hmm. Like you can really only get them at Christmas, but with like the hard icing. Mm-hmm. I love those. Like I feel like nobody sells them any time besides Christmas.
I don't really like them that much. Like I'm not a fan of royal icing.
See, I love it.
I don't really think they're like the ones that I made. Like those are just those okay are, to me.
Yeah, those are like, and yours weren't even like royal icing. It was like a mix of royal icing and something else.
It's kind
of
a similar way that you make it to royal icing, but yeah, it's not exactly.
Yeah, because it didn't get the shell.
It's not as whipped.
Yeah.
I think I prefer frosting. Me too. Over icing.
Mm-hmm. See, I don't like frosting.
I don't like the taste of icing or the texture, but I love frosting.
Like, see, I don't cream like cheese frosting is scrumptious.
See, okay, if it's cream cheese icing is good, but like our cream cheese frosting is good, but like buttercream frosting, I'm not a big fan.
It depends on what it's
of.
On. It like, depends on what it's on.
Like if it's not cream cheese frosting, I'm good.
I like the flavor of buttercream, but it gets real old real fast because it's so sugary for me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then especially like because people dye buttercream and it takes so much dye to get it to a good
that's
color.
Actually
and then
gross.
You can taste the dye in buttercream.
Yeah, no, I
that's
won't
where I'm
eat
like,
that. Like those Walmart cupcakes that will turn your mouth like green.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
I won't eat those.
Can't do that.
Where there's like little bits of, what's it called? Like food coloring in the creases of the icing.
Mm-hmm.
Seen those?
Wait, okay. Do you guys like the Loft House cookies?
Yes, I love those.
The
okay, I need to explain.
The soft ones at Walmart.
Oh, yes.
Like, those are
so they the one? Are they the ones in the box? Like the assorted cookies in the box?
No.
No, they're like the frosted cookies.
They're super soft.
In like the clear container. They're really soft.
They
they're
have sprinkles.
Crumbly.
Those are so good.
Those ones.
I love those.
They're I have to be in the mood for them. Like they're good. Sorry.
Do you like them?
But they're really, really, really
them.
Sweet.
They are really
so
sweet.
So if I'm not in a sweet tooth mood.
Okay, I can't. Will say though, I love them, but I will not eat them without milk. That's my thing. That's
I fair. Eat mine like by themselves. Because
they're too sweet
really
to
mind.
Me. But yeah. I'm not that's really fair. That big on sweet desserts to begin with. I just love the flavor of them.
Yeah, I'm more of a
and
savory dessert person. I know that makes no sense.
No, that makes
but
sense.
But like.
Like you like a rich dessert, not
yeah.
super sweet.
Mm-hmm.
How do you guys feel about fruitcake?
Gross.
I'm not sure. I feel like I've had it, but I cannot pinpoint a time. But from thinking I probably have had it, I feel like I didn't like it. Okay, that made no
it's,
sense.
Okay,
but
it's not the flavor, but it's the texture. Like, it has
it's
such
weird.
A gross
soggy fruit.
And weird, like...
Oh, it's dense, too, isn't it? Okay,
it's
I have
really,
had it.
It's really, really
I have
dense,
had it.
But it's so, like... Eh.
Yeah, what I was trying to say is that I remember having had it, just can't remember when, but I didn't like it.
I don't like it. Like she said, I don't like the texture. It's weird.
No. I just, I don't think I've ever actually had it, but when I think fruitcake, I think of the SpongeBob Christmas special where like plankton, I don't even know, just something to do with fruitcake.
I'm not gonna lie. I haven't seen the SpongeBob. I'd like barely watch SpongeBob.
Okay, I was gonna say now is the time like, that I confess that I've never seen SpongeBob.
I think I've seen like 4 episodes ever.
Yeah, but yeah, I've never seen SpongeBob. My mom saw a thing, some study that said that it lowered kids' attention spans and like made them kind of ADHD, I guess.
Yeah, my mom. It was either my mom or my brother or both had a conversation about it when I was like 10 about how SpongeBob lowers your IQ level.
Yeah, that's my mom read whatever it is that you're talking about.
I've never heard that before.
So I was not allowed to watch SpongeBob.
It's not that my parents weren't like, you can't watch it, but I was just like, I don't want to be dumb.
Well, let's be really
honest.
So
I like literally started crying because I was like, I watched 4 episodes of SpongeBob. I'm going to be dumb now.
Yeah, I think also his voice may have contributed to the fact that my mom didn't want us to watch it. I think it annoyed her.
That's fair.
I never really liked it.
No, I didn't either. I thought it was kind of weird.
Yeah, no.
Like, I caught episodes at friends' houses, and I was like, I don't really think this is weird. Yeah, no.
And then some of them look kind of scary when I was younger. So I was like, no, I'm not watching this.
So are you the only one who's seen the SpongeBob special?
Probably.
Girl, when I was thinking about it, I was like, maybe that's my favorite Christmas movie. But now all of you guys are just downplaying SpongeBob. Like, that was my childhood.
Okay, I'm not saying that it's bad, because like I said, I haven't actually watched it.
Yeah, I haven't either.
But I was scared to watch it when I was a kid. My mom like instilled this fear.
Okay, so that this I was isn't gonna be just
dumb
me.
If
this
I watched
like,
it.
Yeah, this was like,
I was like, I'm gonna not be successful at all. I'm gonna drop out of high school as a freshman if I even make it to high school. Like, I'm gonna fail school and I'm gonna fail life if I watch SpongeBob.
Delaney, you're subverting expectations. Oh my gosh. So we got off topic, but holiday treats.
How did
I have no
oh yeah
idea.
We were talking about fruitcake.
Yeah,
oh yeah.
So what about this fruitcake, SpongeBob?
How did we get to that?
There was something about fruitcake in the SpongeBob special. I don't even, like, it's been so long since I've watched it. But, like, Plankton was trying to get Mr. Krabs to eat the fruitcake, I think. And Mr. Krabs was like, no, it's fruitcake. It's gross. I don't know. I don't even know. I just had to know if you guys, because I've never had it, but I've heard very bad things about it.
Yeah.
It is a very particular taste.
Yeah. It sounds like something that they came up with when they were on World War II rations. And then
I think it actually was. Like, it was
I'm pretty sure it was. Like, I
don't know if it was World War
II, stuff.
But it was one of the...
I think
the,
it was World War II.
One of them.
Yeah. And then it got popular because in the 60s, they were doing all those experiments with Jell-O. Like, every food had Jell-O in it, and, like, fruitcake fell into that. Even though it doesn't have Jell-O, it's kind of in that same category.
It does, I think.
Oh, does it have Jell-O?
It does have chunks of Jell-O in it.
It's very gelatinous.
Yeah.
Okay, it's, like, so dense. It's, like, Jell-O-y. I don't know if it actually has Jell-O in it, but it is very similar.
I feel like it's kind of, like, an old person thing, too, to make. Like,
yeah. I think you had to grow up on it
to
like it.
Like my grandpa with black licorice.
Okay. That's debatable. Black licorice isn't bad.
Yeah,
I have to be in the mood for it, but it's not bad.
I've never had it.
It is pretty bad. Don't take Jessica's word on that one. No, it actually is. Like, nobody in my family likes it except for him, and he is such a fan. My grandma says that he's the person who keeps them in business because there's no way anybody else likes it. I don't know. It's kind of weirdly bitter. It's like red licorice, but you dial up the bitterness and take away the strawberry flavor, which is weird.
Yeah, I don't think I would like it.
I don't know how to describe it, but it's not terrible. Like I said, I have to be in the mood for it,
but
I can
grew
eat
up
it.
On it, so.
It doesn't make me like some people are like
it. I could eat it. I just okay really don't like it. I don't know. The thing that my family makes a lot of stuff. They make German potato salad. They make and regular potato salad and all kinds of German dishes because my dad's family is descended from Germans. But we also make something called Wassel, which I think is also German. But have you all ever had that?
I think you told us about it on our Thanksgiving podcast.
I probably did.
Yeah, it's like apple cider with orange and cinnamon sticks, right?
Yeah, yeah. And it's really good.
It's really good.
It doesn't sound good, but it is good.
It is good. Because it's like the apple cider is slightly bitter, but then you add the sweetness of the orange and the spice of the cinnamon and all together. It's
and
just
it's
like
warm. It's like kind of like warm
amazing.
Apple cider.
It's, yeah, it's good.
And I don't even like apple cider really, but I do like Wassel. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's really good. What else? Are there any other Christmas dishes that y'all have?
No.
I mean, wait, Christmas cookies, of course.
Yeah.
Oh, spicy Chex Mix and pralines. Have y'all ever had pralines?
No.
Okay. Yeah, our Christmas is a mixture of German dishes and really Southern dishes. So pralines, it's, do y'all know what it is?
I know it's like
a pecan, and it's got almost like caramel, but instead of it being sticky caramel, it's like really smooth and like almost melts in your mouth. It's a like, candy.
It's almost like peanut brittle, but with pecans, right?
Not at all.
No.
It looks like peanut brittle. It's nothing like peanut brittle. Peanut brittle's kind of nasty to me.
Oh yeah, because peanut brittle's corn
hard
syrup,
and like
not caramel.
Yeah, it's nothing like it at all. I cannot even describe a praline to someone who's never had one, but it's good.
Okay. If you make some, bring me one. I might try it.
Yeah, I will if there are any left. My uncle usually eats all of them, so.
Okay.
So is that all the treats?
I think so. I don't have any more.
Did you pull up a this or that?
Yes,
I was going to talk a little bit about Christmas trends, but there's not much. It's just like jewel tones are in style. Having multiple trees, I guess one for your children's handmade ornaments and then one for your actual ornaments.
See, we have multiple trees in my house. So we have the big tree in the living room, and then my mom has a mini tree in her room, and I have a mini tree in my room.
See, we have also a mini tree. Oh, sorry.
It's also just because style differences. Like, my mom is, like, really fun with her Christmas tree, and I'm kind of more traditional, like, classic colors of the red, white, and green. But my mom's like, I want blues and purples and pinks and everything. I want rainbow.
But, yeah, you were talking about your tree. Sorry. We had to pause it real quick.
Yeah, we just do multiple different trees for different styles, but yeah
we do. So we have a mini tree that usually has all of our, like I said, our handmade like kids ornaments and stuff, and then we have our regular tree, which is like candy cane. Okay, so the kids tree is like colorful, and then the candy cane tree, which is our big one, has like glass bird ornaments on it.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah.
Oh my goodness, I completely forgot, my mom really likes the bird aesthetic.
Like, you were telling me about this the other day.
Yes, so she has these birds that are like dressed up for winter. Like, they have like scarves or like winter jackets, and they're like fake birds, and she has at least 40 of them.
That's a lot.
That's a lot of birds.
She has little like figurines, not like figurines, but like standees of them. And then she has like little mini ones. And then she has ornaments.
Oh, wow.
Oh.
So are we talking like, oh, sorry. Are we talking 40 and done or 40 and counting? Like, are you 40 adding? 40
and counting.
Oh, wow.
Every time we go to Hobby Lobby, she looks for them. And she's very picky about her birds, too. Like, the specific brand of these little bird things has, like, some for every holiday or every season. And my sister's friend had bought her one for, like, fall. And my mom just keeps it in the closet, and I was like, why do you not put that one out? And she was like, well, because that one's ugly. I was like, it's a bird.
She's got specific, like, specifications that only she knows.
And the 40 that I've counted are only the ones that are out.
Oh, wow.
And there's more in storage?
There's more in storage.
Wow.
Wow.
Your mom is dedicated.
Because, like I said, dedication. There are, like, standees, there are mini ones, and then there are some on the Christmas tree, like, ornaments.
Dang.
But we also have three Christmas trees. We have the big one, and then we have two small ones that we let my nieces decorate.
Aww, that's cute.
So, like, one for each of them.
Yeah. And then we're running out of time, so you just want to pick a couple off the this or that so we can...
Yeah. So, hot chocolate or eggnog?
Hot chocolate.
I do like eggnog, though.
I've never had eggnog.
Oh, Nathan likes eggnog.
Okay.
Oh, so does Avery. Oh, no, she doesn't. Avery's hot chocolate too. So we've got four votes for a hot chocolate. Nathan, you're outnumbered.
So white lights or colorful lights?
Colorful.
Colorful over just plain white.
Okay.
I like candy cane a lot, personally.
Yeah.
So tree wise, white lights. Colorful lights on a green tree just looks weird to me.
I do like the colorful. It depends on the colorful lights.
It also depends on what ornaments you have.
Yeah.
Like, if you have like colorful ornaments, colorful lights make sense.
I like it on the house when it looks like a gingerbread house, like where they line the windows and they line everything so it looks like a gingerbread
house.
Yeah,
that's what I was gonna say. Like, on a house, I like multicolored, but on a tree, white lights. And then, I mean, we're in Texas, so it doesn't really happen often, but snow or no snow?
Snow. I prefer cold weather.
On Christmas, I do like the snow, but around it, like, that's the only day that I want snow. I lived in snow for too long.
See, I love snow, but we never get snow. But I'm also very, like, cold person. And so I'm like, I love the look of snow, but you will not catch me in the snow.
Never. No.
I will sit in my bedroom window and look out the window.
My grandpa will make a fire in their fireplace, which is amazing. And in that case, yes, snow, except I love it when it's warm out and after we're done unwrapping things and the kids have eaten so much sugar that they're going to bounce off the walls, we can send them outside with all of their new outdoor toys after we're done unwrapping presents and they can just go like play on their scooters. One more? Or are we done?
We're done.
Okay, so that's all that we have time. That's all that we have time for. Thank you so much for listening and we'll see y'all next time.